recognition that there are very unique needs, particularly in the North, or any isolated community for that matter. And the way that the system still engages those is a one-size-fits-all. That is changing, the process is in place, but it's very pervasive out there. And there's a lot of decisions that are made on behalf of these communities without community input, where really all parties are best served if the community is actively involved and engaged in that process.
How can we change and move forward as a community if we don't even offer our own community choices? And that's what it's all about. So now when you go in the store, you have more choices. If you choose to live a healthy lifestyle and you choose to eat organic food, or you choose to go off wheat and you want to be gluten-free, you have that choice now. It's a choice that wasn't there before. And so, and it's the same thing with the clinic, as we're putting traditional medicines in the clinic as well. So then when our people in the community want to go to the clinic, they can either pick the conventional medication or they can pick the traditional medication that's there.
When work was finished on the W.A.C. Bennett Dam in northeastern British Columbia in 1968, the massive earth-filled dam created Williston Lake, which washed away a wide swath of the traditional lands of the Kwadacha Tsekene people. It was a great hardship for a community that had already been displaced many times, its members subjected to the miseries of Canada's residential school system. The people whose homes were lost in the flooding established a community on the north end of the lake, and they called it Tsekene. It's more than 500 kilometers north of Prince George, where the band's offices are located. Today, many of its members are in poor health, and they lack access to the health services they need. The threat to the Tsekene Nation's survival may not be as catastrophic as a flood, but it's every bit as real. So the band's leadership is fighting for the kind of health care that most Canadians can take for granted. The local clinic now offers a choice of traditional or mainstream medicine, and the band's health department recently took over management of the general store to ensure its product mix is consistent with a message about healthy lifestyle choices. Deanna Daniels is the director of health and wellness for the band. She says this initiative stems from the nation's focus on prevention rather than treatment.
Having a high rate of diabetes and having it not go down but starting to increase over the years, that's when leadership kind of takes, it raises eyebrows, and you're just like, well, what can we do to start preventing this? You know, we can deal with the problem ourselves as a community, like especially with the chronic illnesses, right? We want to just kind of get information, and that's where we started educating all the health staff, and it just really, really helps in spreading the word about promoting healthy lifestyles, promoting health in the community, having healthy food accessible. If we go back to the traditional diet, and when you think about organic foods, that's exactly what it is. It's like moose meat and, you know, the berries and the territory and all of that. That is all organic.
Helping its members make healthy choices is integral to improving the health of the community overall. But the nation's leadership has made impressive headway in other areas as well. In concert with the community's MLA, Health Canada, and the newly instituted First Nations Health Authority, Tsekene now has access to a full-time nurse practitioner. The push for this improvement in the band's health services grew out of an extensive community engagement effort. Paul Coppard, coordinator of the Finlay Health Hub, which serves the Tsekene and Kwadacha Nations, describes the steps involved.
All of this emerged out of a needs assessment process that was very grassroots. It involved quarterly community dinners on an ongoing basis, multi-year basis, where we sat down literally at the tables, multi-generational tables, with people at the dinner and spoke to them about what was important to them, what that would look like, and how they would see their needs translating into action in a way that was meaningful for the community. And one of the key areas was improved access to health services that were community-based. And that ties right into the First Nation Health Authority's vision, which is community-driven, nation-based initiatives.
The leadership invited proposals covering every facet of life in the community. What some members said they wanted didn't seem like much to ask for, at least not at first.
One of the initiatives was inspired through this community consultation, which was involved children in the process. And one of the things that they really wanted to see was a playground. And so we were able to secure a playground, and also, I can't remember how much it was, maybe Deanna, you do, is they booked a ton of rubber mulch to ensure the playground was safe, and we had to get that from Vancouver to this community, to Seke, and that was a logistical nightmare.
Community engagement in Seke Dene is an ongoing process. Deanna Daniels describes one way in which the leadership invites input from the band's members.
The leadership really felt that all the voices weren't being heard. So what we do instead of band meetings is we have a community open house. And that's where all the directors of the band, like you have the health department, the justice department, housing department, and then we have the school education department, and we all have a table in the gym, and we open it up all day. So community can come in at an individual level, one-on-one, sit down by your table and ask any questions or concerns and what they feel they would want to see out of each department. And that's where they get informed, and we feel you get way more out of it than just having a big general meeting and then everybody sitting there, because a lot of times people are uncomfortable just standing up and speaking their mind.
As the story about the children's playground illustrates, turning the community's ideas into reality can sometimes be a daunting prospect. But there are other, less obvious barriers. For instance, the Seke Dene are at a disadvantage when it comes to finding money to pay for programs and services. Again, Paul Coppard.
And we saw this very recently with trying to secure a nurse practitioner for the community. The need was so high and the data wasn't present to be able to reinforce the application, so it was turned down. But because of the connections that we've been able to establish with the health authorities, we were able to come back and modify and really make a stronger case, and we've recently been successful. And unfortunately, a lot of the urban areas have better data to draw from to support these kinds of applications.
Deanna Daniels talks about the key components in a healthy, sustainable future for her community.
To be able to build capacity in the community, to be able to have, you know, eventually have community members take over some of the things in health that we need, like, you know, taking over some of the programs, having the youth educated to be able to run different things, you know, that is definitely one of the things. Education is the foundation to change, you know, for everything, whether it's education on health, mental health, physical health, the environment. But at some point, we need to change this medical system. It's just not working. And we've come so far trying to make it work with what we've got, but we do need that additional resource that everybody else is entitled to in Canada.
The leadership of the Seke Dene Nation recognizes that the health of the community relies on much more than proper nutrition and exercise. It encompasses almost every facet of life in this remote location. The well-being of its members depends on the community working together to provide for each other. The initiative to improve their quality of life must come from the community, but as Deanna Daniels acknowledges, there is only so much that can be accomplished without the type of support given to the rest of Canada's population. The Seke Dene people have overcome extraordinary odds to make it this far, and their resilience will no doubt serve them well in the years to come. Their greatest challenge may be before them: to maintain their traditions as they navigate through a rapidly changing physical, economic, and social environment.